Welcome to our Log Cabin Jamboree, starring Jack Haley, with Wendy Berry, Virginia Barrow, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and yours truly, Warren Hull. But first, let me ask you, can you imagine bread without butter or ham without eggs? Well, friends, that's the way it is with pancakes and log cabin syrup. That's why most people use only log cabin syrup for that final touch of deliciousness. For only log cabin syrup gives you on pancakes, waffles, or hot biscuits that extra rich, luscious, real mellow maple flavor most people prefer. By the way, here's an idea that if you're like me, you'll surely want to try. Right now, grapefruit are coming in big and full and juicy. Put a little log cabin syrup on your grapefruit instead of sugar. We think you'll like the new and different flavor it gives. Just try it and tell your friends about it. Remember, log cabin comes in three sizes. The big size will save you money, of course, and then you won't be running out of it so soon either. Look for the unique container you know so well. Now we bring you that young fellow who is brilliant, charming, and so forth, Jack Haley.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Hello, folks, and so forth. By the way, Warren, why the and so forth after brilliant and charming? I'm sure if you try hard enough, you could have found some appropriate adjectives.
Well, Jack, I had them in, but the censors kept them out.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you, Warren, this is only my fifth program, and yet everyone knows me.
Really?
Yes. As I stood in front of the studio this evening, everyone turned around and said, "Hello, Jack."
Yes?
Yes, and furthermore, people stopped their cars and pointed at me and said, "There's Jack now." And to top it off, as the head man of NBC came in the studio, he said, "Good evening, Jack. I think you're terrific."
Look, are you sure you're not going a little too far?
Well, if you don't believe me, you can ask Jack Benny. He was standing right next to me.
Well, tell me, Jack, why the makeup on your face?
Well, I came right here from the studio, and boy, am I tired.
Oh, you must have had a trying day, Jack.
Warren, it was the most trying day I ever had. First, I tried to remember my lines.
Well, what's so difficult about remembering one sentence?
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm playing a prisoner, and I only get one sentence. And when I get out of prison, I've grown 5 inches taller.
5 inches taller?
Yes, I do a long stretch. Yes, oh, it was certainly a trying day.
Jack, you told me that.
Well, the most trying part of the day was when I tried to kiss the leading lady, Simone Simone.
Oh, what was wrong with that, Jack?
Well, you try and be in two places at the same time.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Wendy. Say, you look ill.
I'll say I did. I had to do a scene today where I kissed every man in the picture.
Yeah? What's the name of the picture?
Having a Wonderful Time.
Oh. It's a good thing it wasn't 100 men and a girl.
Hello, everybody. Boy, am I exhausted.
Now, Ted, don't tell me that you spend a trying day in pictures.
No, I spent a day trying to get in pictures.
Any luck?
I went to see Samuel Goldwyn. Oh, boy, is he a busy man.
Was he shooting today?
No, he threw me out by hand.
Why didn't you go to some of the other studios?
I did. I went to Medium.
Where?
Medium.
That's MGM, Ted. Medium. Where did you go after that?
I put on my tuxedo and went to 20th Century Fox.
A very, very lovely studio. Are you listening, Mr. Zanuck? I bet they treated you swell at 20th Century.
Yeah, they looked at my tuxedo and sent me next door.
What's next door?
19th Century.
Don't get discouraged, Ted. A lot of the band leaders are getting into pictures. Take Fred Waring, for example.
What's Fred Waring got that I haven't got?
A full head of hair and a good orchestra. Oh, hello, Virginia.
Ooh, gosh, I'm tired.
Oh, here it comes. Did you have a trying day at the studio?
Yep, no, at the bank.
What? Make up your mind. What was so trying about that?
Trying to cash your check.
My check? Oh, yeah, it comes back to me now, yeah. But really, Virginia, I am tired. I worked hard all day at the studio. In this picture I'm making, I had to jump from a 10-story window and land on the ground.
You did?
Sure, and you know how those directors are. They keep making you do it over and over again.
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. You have a double do the jumping for you, don't you?
Sure, but if you had to sit out in the hot sun all afternoon watching the double jump, you'd be tired, too. Come in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
I'm from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Oh, yes, sir.
As you know, each year we give an Academy Award for the best performance of the year.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, now, in 1934, Clark Gable won it.
Yes?
And in 1935, Victor McLaughlin won it. In 1936, Paul Newley won it.
Yes, sir.
And now, after witnessing your performance in Wake Up and Live, I'm here to tell you...
Yes?
You lost again.
I'll answer it. Hello? Yes, he's here. Just a minute. It's for you, Ted. Probably medium calling you up.
Thanks, Jack. Hello? Wait, I'll see.
It's for you, Ted.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sure. Certainly, I'll play it. I'll leave the receiver off the telephone. Okay, boys. Up, down.
Cabin syrup time.
Oh, it's a fan of mine, a telephone operator.
A telephone operator? You mean she called you up just to ask you to play a number?
Sure. She asked me to play Remember Me.
But you just played a cowboy song. What's the idea?
I just wanted her to know how it feels to get a wrong number.
That was Ted Fiorito, a phony leader, and his orchestra playing for an operetta. Come in. Mr. Haley?
Yes?
Here's a letter in a package from Mr. Dale Zanuck.
Not my boss.
It's $1.10, collect.
Yeah, that's my boss.
$1.10, hey? Well, here you are, son. Here it is exactly.
Hey, how about a tip? I need the money badly.
Sorry, I haven't any change, but if you stay around and see the show, I'll give it to you after.
Nah, I don't need it that badly.
Would you mind, Warren, reading this note for me while I open the package?
No, not at all.
Dear Jack, I am sending under separate cover the script of your next picture. This is to be a sequel to Hurricane. It is called Novocaine.
Novocaine? Why, that's a dope.
P.S. You catch on quickly.
Yeah, anything else, Warren?
No. Hey, let me look at that script, Jack.
What does it say, Warren? Tell me.
Oh, it says when the picture opens, Jack Haley is found dead in a bathtub.
Well, don't I have any lines?
Yes, just one.
Well, what do I say?
Glub, glub.
I was a baby.
What are you reading, Lauren?
Well, I'm reading Jack Partner's new picture.
Look, when the picture opens up, Jack is found in the bathtub.
In the bathtub? That's a good one for Ripley.
Go away. Juan, do you mean to say I only have one line?
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, that's all I can find. Wait a minute, let's see. Here's a short bit before the bathtub scene.
Well, read it.
Haley has a premonition that something is going to happen to him in the bathtub, so he keeps putting off his bath until Saturday night.
They said he got Jack's character.
When you get away from here. Go ahead, Juan. This is serious. Read the rest of it.
Well, Saturday night comes around, and finally, Haley gets into the tub. Here's where the dirty work starts.
Go on.
A gunshot is heard.
Do I get hit?
Yes.
Where?
Between the towel rack and your soap dish.
Well, then what happens?
Well, Don Amici comes in and sees your prostrate form in the tub.
Well, at least they complimented me on my shape. Or did they?
Well, Jack, prostrate means to lay out or prone.
Oh, I'm prone shaped, huh? Well, at least prones are bigger than raisins, anyway.
Yeah. And twice as wrinkled.
And twice as wrinkled.
Look, Jack, Don Amici gets frightened. He thinks the police will blame the murder on him,
yeah.
So he lifts you out of the tub and dries you off with a Turkish towel. What are you laughing at?
That part tickles me.
Well, Amici dresses you and sits you up in a chair in the living room.
Well, how do I look now?
I don't know. Your back is to the camera.
I hope I have a haircut. I want to look my best.
Well, in comes Alice Faye, Loretta Young, and Tyrone Power.
Yes.
Alice Faye walks over and kisses you.
Yes.
Then Loretta Young walks over and kisses you.
Yes.
Then Tyrone Power walks over and...
Yes.
He just sits down.
Oh. For a minute you had me there. Well, when Alice Faye and Loretta Young kiss me, don't they know I'm dead?
No. They kissed you before.
Santa, think he is giving me a pot like that. Hand me the telephone. Hello, operator? Give me the 20th Century Fox studio. Right back to the camera. Hello, 20th Century? Give me Mr. Zanuck. Hello. Hello, DZ? This is J... This is J.H. Listen, I just read over my part in the new picture. Listen, I can comb a better part than you gave me. What? That's beside the point, whether it's my hair or not. Now, look here. What? Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr. Zanuck. Well, yes, Mr. Zanuck. Yes, Mr. Zanuck. Well, you think I can emote with the back of my head? But I've got a wrinkle in the back of my neck. Oh, the makeup man can make it look like a smile. But I got a big mole there, too. Oh, that'll look like I'm smoking a cigar, huh? All right, Mr. Zanuck. Yes, Mr. Zanuck. Goodbye. Well, I guess I straightened him out. Playboy!
Yes, Mr. Zanuck. And the girl acts demure, and the boy feels proud and sure, and impulsively suggests a because it's the natural thing to do. But the girl won't agree, so he begs on bended knee. Then she runs away and knows that he'll pursue. That's because it's the natural thing to do. Then the boy in despair waves his arms, tears his hair, stamps his feet, acts like mad. That's because he's got it bad. Then the girl and if she's got a heart at all, she could take him along and kiss him too. And you know that's the natural thing to do. Hasn't anyone ever told you what life is all about? It's strange that you could be so self-contained. You're afraid to display emotion, and so I have no doubt will have to be explained. When a bird young and free hangs around a certain tree, see, That's because it's the natural thing to do. When a sad dream struck out, would be glad to make a vow, saying, I love you. That's because it's the natural thing to do. And you know every dove has its heart set on love, world too, and they should. And you know a woodchuck would. Oh, everyone says I love you. The cop on the corner and the burglar too. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Oh, can't you see? It's the natural thing to do.
That certainly was the natural thing to do.
Hey, Jack, I know something that's the natural thing to do.
Here it comes, folks.
What is it, Warren, said he was surprised?
As if he didn't know a commercial was coming.
Well, Jack, did you know that more people like Joseph for log cabin syrup than for any other fine table syrup in America?
No, Warren, no.
Yes, sir, and you know why?
No, do tell.
Well, it's because there's nothing you can put on pancakes, waffles, or hot biscuits that'll give them that same rich, extra delicious, real maple taste.
Why, Warren, you never told me.
Well, consider yourself told now. And friends, tomorrow's Sunday again, just a day for a surprise treat for breakfast. So here's a tip. Bring on a platter of fragrantly steaming pancakes, light and brown and tender.
Mm.
And then garnish the platter with thin, curling strips of bacon or some savory little sausages nestling close.
Mm-hmm.
Now a pat of butter. And reach for the log cabin syrup. Out it pours, sparkling golden brown. Now, take your fork.
Warren, let me ask you, how long is it until breakfast?
Oh, never mind that now, Jack. The broadcast must go on.
Yes, and for the broadcast to go on, log cabin syrup must go on.
Go on where?
Go on every breakfast table in America.
Oh, Virginia, come here.
What is it, Jack?
You know a song I'd like to sing with you tonight?
No, what?
Mama, I Want to Make Rhythm.
Jack, I'd love to sing it.
Well, listen, Walter Kent, the author of the song, is sitting here in the audience. And if we could get him to come up here, maybe he'd play it for us.
Huh?
Oh, thanks for coming up, Walter, so quickly. I'm always glad to see you.
Jack, the feeling is mutual.
Oh, no, Walter, don't say mutual. This is NBC.
Is that so?
Oh, never do that. Oh. Virginia, I'm sorry. I want you to meet Walter Kent.
It's a pleasure, Mr. Kent.
The feeling is NBC.
Walter, you better go over the piano and play it. And if it's a Columbia piano, keep it to yourself, will you? All right, Virginia, you start it first. Go ahead.
Yasha was a prodigy since he was a kid of three. He could play a rhapsody as good as they come. But as strange as it may be, Yasha hated melody. He had a yen for timpani. He longed to play a drum. When his mother made him practice on the fiddle every day, he'd stop right in the middle and say, don't want to make music, just want to go down. Ria, 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 ra, ra, ria, ria. Mama, I want to get a job. I want to make bomba. I want to go down. Ria, 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 ra, ra, ria, ria. I've got no desire to carry a Stradivarius, but there's no limit of primitive tom-tom in my tom-tom. Mama, I want to make rhythm. Don't want to make music. Just want to go down. Ria, 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 ra, ra, ria, ria. Mama, I want to make rhythm. Don't want to make music. Just want to go down. Ia, 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 ia. Yasha! Oh, stop making those terrible noises.
Oh, gee, Mama, I don't want to practice anymore.
Yasha, be a good little boy. Play the beautiful music like Mama wants you to, and then someday you'll be a great musician.
I don't want to be a great musician.
No?
No, I want to be like Chet Fiorito.
Now, practice good.
Oh, all right.
Mama, I want to get hot shot. I want to make boom.
box. I want to go ta ya 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 ya.
Oh, what did I tell you? Was Mama spanked?
Oh, Mama, I don't want to make rhythm.
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, Mama's going to take you to see High Fit.
Heck.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll telephone for the tickets right now. Hello, give me Carnegie Hall, 77577. Oh, hello. I want a ticket and a half for Yasha Heifetz recital. But no tickets? Well, have you got a ticket and a half standing room? No? Yasha.
Oh,
now will you practice?
I've got no desire to carry a Stradivarius, but there's no limit of primitive tom-tom in my tom-tom.
Never mind that. Let me hear you play that minuet you've been practicing all week. Why, Yasha, that's wonderful. You never played like that before.
Mama, that's rhythm.
Rhythm?
Yeah, that's rhythm.
Oh, I don't care. Let's do it some more. Oh, Yasha, I want to make rhythm. I don't want to make music. I just want to go down. Ria, 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 ria. Come on, swing it, Yasha.
I want to make rhythm. I'm going to make rhythm. I'm going to make rhythm from now on.
That was Virginia Beryl and yours truly singing, Mama, I Want to Make Rhythm. And I want to thank you, Walter Kent, the author, for assisting so ably at the piano.
Thanks, Jack. And now I'd like to ask you a favor.
Why, certainly, Walter. What is it?
Well, I'd like to hear you tell one of your fairyland stories.
Oh, no, not tonight. Some other time, Walter.
Oh,
oh, gee whiz. All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you a story about my great-uncle, Colonel Algerian Haley.
Oh,
when the story opens, Colonel Haley is in command of a fortress in French Africa. The entire regiment is in the drill yard, marking time. Left, right. Left, right, left, right. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Company, up! Left, right, left, right. Company, up! Ah, come on, fellas, all over there. Man,
they're tired, sir. You've kept them marking time for 3 weeks.
I can't help it, Lieutenant. I don't know the French word for halt. Corporal Lafayette.
Yeah, man.
Do you understand French?
I ought to. I was on a French program once.
A French program?
Yes. We the people.
Now listen, can you or can you not speak French?
Sure, because I think can. What's on your mind, buddy?
Tell these men to halt.
Oh, that's easy. Lunch, man. Go flying,
stop! Is that French?
It ain't Spanish.
Well, whatever it is, it stopped them.
Sure, I'm a hero.
You're a hero?
Yeah.
Well, where are your medals?
Well, you see, I'm so homely, they can't find a French general brave enough to kiss me.
I know how you feel. Everyone here in the Legion has a secret.
Oh, yes. Yes, I too came to forget.
What did you come here to forget?
I forgot what I came to forget.
Well, let me see. Perhaps it's a woman.
That's right. It was my wife.
Where is your wife now?
She's out with my best friend.
Well, who is your best friend?
Whoever she's out with. Yep. Yep, hello.
Come back here, come back here. You failed to salute me. Don't you know I'm your superior officer? Can't you see my stripes?
Now have you know Zebra's got stripes too, but underneath they're still jet hatches.
Lunch, and am I hungry?
So am I. Hey, where are you going to eat today, Colonel?
I'm going over to Dave's Desert Drive-In. They have a special blue plate dinner for 25 cents and 35 cents.
What's the difference?
Well, with the 35 cent dinner, you get medical attention. Yeah.
Hey, do you mind if I join you?
Not at all. Come along while I get my camel. Oh, Hassan!
Hassan!
Fetch me my camel, the one with the two-seater.
Does y'all want it right away?
Yes, Hassan, Hassan.
Yassin. Here you is, Master.
Oh, what? Up with you, Lieutenant.
Right.
There you are. Giddy up.
Hey, listen to the camel groan. I don't think he likes the idea of carrying the two of us.
Oh, never mind him. He's always complaining. Quiet, Sea Biscuit.
The camels are coming to that. The camels complaining.
Hey, there, Jake.
Yeah, there it is now.
Woo-hoo, Sea Biscuit. Kneel over, camel. I said kneel over, not keel over. Here's a place.
Greetings of Monday, Mohammed, your faithful servant. Welcome you to his humble beanery.
Greetings, Mohammed.
Hello, Hammond.
Hammond, what's happened to Mo?
That's all there is. There is no Mo.
My presence honors my lower boat. I, Mohammed, am thy grateful dog. I grovel before thee. I am as dirt beneath thy feet.
Conceited, isn't he?
We have music, wine, good food, and the best floor show on the desert. Sensational new dance. Two Arabs dance together.
What do you call that dance?
Sheep to sheep.
I just want a glass of milk.
And I'll have a cup of tea.
Two cans of log cabin syrup.
Hey, Mo, you got the wrong order.
Yeah, but I've got the right sponsor. And now, gentlemen, there shall be entertainment. Cigarettes, the flower of the desert, shall dance for you. Hello?
Oh, boy, boy, look at her shape.
Oh, yes, she certainly can shake.
Will you order now, sir?
Yeah, I'll have some Jell-O.
Ah, Colonel Horacio Algerian.
Oh, hello, Cigarette. You know, I'm your match. What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow afternoon? Well, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Now you're talking, big boy.
Aha!
Oh, my lover, the sheik has returned. Fly to your life, Colonel Haney. He will kill you. You must get away at once. There is no time to lose.
Cigarette, you warned me in the nicotine.
What is this, the Foreign Legion or Tobacco Road?
Yeah, my little cucumber. This is what goes on in front of my face behind my back.
Who are you, anyway?
I am Ellie Cat.
Well, you're in the wrong alley.
You cannot do a deal like that. I love Cat.
I don't care. Listen here, Cat. We're going to have a duel. Towards a pistol. Choose your weapon, you skunk.
If I was a skunk, I wouldn't need a weapon.
Hey, what are you doing in that sheep costume? You know, you look like Muhammad. And Corporal Lafayette, too.
Oh, sure. I'm holding down three jobs. And as a sideline, I'm selling Tim O'Hare coats. With my car.
Hey, that's the Ace of Spades.
Yeah, that's my place, the Oasis Clothing Shop. Walk up two flights and save $10.
You mean to say for $10 you can get a camel's hair coat?
Precisely. Oh. And for $2 more you can get one with sleeves. Now, would you like it ready-made or made to order?
Ready-made.
Good. Here's one fresh-made ready this morning. Out of 20 camels I picked here.
Is it a good one?
Best one in the pack.
Best one in the pack. Yeah, I don't like it. Go ahead.
You like it?
Oh, it's fine. All right, sorry. Well, wait a minute here.
Yeah?
But it has no pockets.
What do you want, a camel or a kangaroo? But that's the best camel hair coat money can buy.
That might be, but there are no buttons on it.
No, but who ever saw a camel with buttons? I'm telling you, it's a perfect fit.
I don't know about that. What's that big lump in my back?
A big lump in your back? Let me see. They'll strike me full.
What happened?
The camel is still in there.
Tune in for a full hour of entertainment every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, 1/2 hour with Believe It or Not Bob Ripley, and at 8:30 another big log cabin jamboree starring Jack Taylor. This is the National Broadcasting Company.